Radio Land. This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God, and we are established in Jesus' name.
Thank God.
Thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. Thanking God, our great pastor is coming forth today with words of wisdom. Words of God.
Thank God.
We're thanking God so much. We are a holy church. Yes, we are.
Yes, Lord.
We thank God for the teaching. And at this time, I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank God for you, evangelists, elders, deacons, missionary, all the saints, all that hear my voice. We do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day that God have opened up this door of utterance. Glad to be with you today. We just want to testify and sing about the songs of Zion today. Want to have a few words, but it's all about letting you know you can live holy and sanctified for the Lord. And we live without sin. We're all about pleasing God. We do have salvation. And we just want to tell you about it and testify to you about that today. At the time, salvation, Sister V in the choir, salvation. Thank God.
Of a man in sin, a Gentile without hope and darkness. To and fro I was tossed, didn't know that I was lost. Blinded by doctrines of men in a life of sin. But one day I made a choice, through the sun I heard God's voice. Preaching how he's holy, teaching the laws to me, recovering my sight with light. And when I heard the word, my earth began to quake. You see, I knew right then my world was going to change. At the crossroads of change, when I heard the voice, I made a choice to accept his judgment, to follow whom he sent, to keep all of his commandments. Yes, indeed, I must be born again. And my world turned upside down. From what I truly found to be just like the Lord means I must sin no more.
Testimony of the Son of Man, his escape from a life of sin. Not first a minister, but saw God through his sister. As she testified of her life, he cried. Told him how she had changed, now called by Jesus' name. Things that she used to do, she no longer do. Had power over sin, and his eyes were open. At a revival, his earth began to quake. You see, he knew. right then he wanted to be saved. At the crossroads of change, when he heard the voice, he made a choice to accept his judgment, to follow whom he sent, to keep all the commandments. Yes, indeed, he'd be born again, and his world crumbled upside down from a word.
I was at the crossroads of change when salvation came.
My salvation.
I vowed I'd keep all thy judgments and be a doer of all thy commandments, and my
when salvation came. With the choir to stay right there, Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. Before we go any further, our Deacon Fina want to make these announcements. Listen carefully in case you want to catch us on another venue. Go ahead.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061, or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8255. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. You can also visit us at www.ktym.com on Saturday Sabbath, 4 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, or tune in at shortwave WINB at www.winb.com, or call area code 712-432-5377 at 7 o'clock a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Sabbath Saturday. Now the pastor.
Thank God for you, Deacon Fina. One evangelist going to St. John 1 and 45.
Yes.
Thank God. St. John 1 and 45 is talking about how we found the Lord.
Yes.
Philip findeth Nathanael and saith unto him, we have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth. Mm-hmm. We thank God for our Deacon Batiste.
Yes.
We've come here to 425 Laconia Boulevard. We found the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Now we're living a life that's pleasing to him. Thank God for our Deacon Batiste. testify. Thank God.
Thank God for being here, saints, and Radio Land. I thank God for a saved life.
All right.
I'm living holy and free from sin. And I thank God for how I've sought an example that was placed before me. And I'm just recalling when I was in the churches in the world, how the preachers let us do anything we wanted to do. We could think any way we wanted to think, walk any way we wanted to walk.
Thank God. We weren't
checked by the Word of God. We weren't given the Word of God. But since I've been in seeing the saints of God that were at God's Covenant Church, I saw the example. The example was laid before me, and I began to get up out of my grave. Walk before God. I heard the voice of the Son of Man and began to walk in this way, in the way of holiness, the way God had required me to live. And I thank God I'm living free and separated from sin. I'm under a great pastor, a pastor that is anointed of God, that comes from God. He gives us the word, wisdom and knowledge, how to live this life.
Thank God.
I'm thanking God I'm living this life.
Striving
for perfection.
All right.
Because this is what God is requiring of my life. And I thank God for being here. The things I used to do, I don't do anymore. The Word of God gives me grace. I get grace and I have mercy. And I'm thanking God for being able to obey the word that comes forth. And I thank
God so much for my life and for being here. Go back to Moses. Lord, go back to Moses, for he wrote of me. Beautiful.
In Jerusalem, at certain times, the Lord spake many things, and those who heard not all believed that he was the one. The law, their minds were carnal. They asked him, he said, go back to Moses.
That's where you'll find me from the beginning.
Yes, for he wrote of me.
I come in the Father's name.
I am and I the same. Go back to Moses. In the wilderness, the rock that followed them was nobody but the Son of God. Jesus, the name of the Son, his name is called the Word of God.
Oh, the
God has sent all our lives. He said, go back to Moses.
gone back to Moses because Moses wrote of the Lord. If you really want to know who the Lord is, go back to Moses. As the Lord said, he wrote of me. And Moses wrote the word. Isn't that beautiful? St. John 5:39 says what, evangelist?
Search the scriptures.
Search the scriptures.
For in them
what?
Ye think ye have eternal life.
Eternal life is in the scriptures. Eternal life is the word of God. Mm-hmm. The word is in the scriptures.
Yes.
The scriptures are not the word. Mm-hmm. Read.
And they are they which testify of me.
So the scriptures that testify of the Lord, that testify of the word, that testify of the commandments, that testify of the law. This is eternal life. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
What?
And ye will not come to me.
What?
That ye might have life.
We have life. Yes. 425 Laconia Boulevard. And we have it more abundant.
Yes.
Because we know who the devil is.
Yes.
And we know who God is.
Yes.
Because we keep his commandments. Read.
I receive not honor from men.
What?
But I know you.
What?
That ye have not the love of God in you.
Why?
I am come in my Father's
name.
We
come in the Father's name. We come in the Word. The Word's name is Jesus. What?
And ye receive me not.
What?
If another shall come in his own name.
What?
Him ye will receive.
What?
How can ye believe which receive honor one of another?
So we're not about receiving honor from man. We're not about organizations. We're about pleasing and receiving honor. That's the honor from God.
Yes.
What?
And seek not the honor that cometh from God only.
Thank God our brother Courtney has a testimony today. It's all about the honor that comes from God.
Yes.
And we want our brother Courtney to head towards the podium. Then he might, or the microphone, then he might testify what his life in God is all about. Thank God for you, Brother Courtney.
Yes, I thank God for the life that I have. God has delivered me from ways that's not like God.
All right.
I was raised an African Methodist. He brought me out of that. He's given me more knowledge on what it means to live for God, to live holy, sanctified, free from sin. I just thank God for what God has given me. A mind to live for him through instruction, through teaching, through sanctification, just an example, lives I can look after and say, okay, I want to live for God. I want to have that example.
Isn't that beautiful?
And I have that through God's anointing. And I just thank God for what God has done for me and what God has given me. So thank God.
Isn't that beautiful? Thank God for your brother, Corey. Give me a seat.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've got the victory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, it's time.
I can testify and say I have the victory over sin today. Ever since I found the Lord, I have the victory. By faith, I will continue in the kingdom with God. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Lord said, he that believeth in me shall never die.
Oh, yes.
The only thing that's going to give you death is sin.
Yes. Yes.
When you believe in the Lord and believe in his word, you don't sin.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful? You fight the old man.
Yes.
Let's go to St. John 12 and 42.
Oh, yes.
We fight and bring our bodies under subjection.
Yes.
God's word.
Yes, Lord.
We strive not to have gods before God, taking his name in vain.
Yes, Lord.
Making graven images. We strive not to do those things.
Yes, Lord.
Remembering the Sabbath day to keep it holy.
Yes, Lord.
Honoring the Father and those that carry God.
Yes, Lord.
We strive for that.
Yes.
What does St. John 12 and 42 say?
Nevertheless, among the chief rulers,
what?
Also many believed on him.
All right, many believe the scriptures we're bringing forth here. But because of traditions,
because
mother, father, sister, brothers, old heads, been brought up in neighborhoods under old heads, dragging themselves to church on the first day of the week. Don't want to profess God. But we're here to please God and not man. We're here to please God. Isn't that beautiful? What did it say?
But because of the Pharisees.
Because of these preachers.
They did not confess him.
What?
Lest they should be put out of the synagogue.
Why?
For they love the praise of men.
Concern about what your relatives, your friends are going to say.
All
and
right.
Not what God is saying.
All right.
How God is pleased with our life.
That's right.
Let's go to Proverbs.
All right.
Proverbs 16 and 1. And while we're doing that, thank God our sister Francine is going to get down and stand before the mic. Another overcoming testimony.
Yes.
God called her out of darkness
yes.
into his marvelous light. Now the things she used to do that didn't please God.
That's right.
She's not doing those things
right.
no more.
That's
that beautiful?
Right.
How do you know that, Pastor? The scripture says, know them that labor among you. A shepherd knows his sheep.
Yes, he does.
That beautiful? And the sheep know the shepherd.
Yes.
Proverbs 16
beautiful.
And
uh-huh.
1, what does it say?
The preparation
what?
Of the heart in man.
All right.
And the answer of the tongue is from the Lord.
So we that testify, it's from the Lord.
Yes.
And we testify being moved by the Holy Ghost.
All right.
Moved by knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Moved by life live.
Yes.
So don't get upset because I say I don't sin no more. Everyone should have that testimony. And if God don't give it to you, you can't claim it.
Right.
Read.
All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes.
All the ways of man mm-hmm. is clean
in his own eyes. But the Lord weigheth the spirits.
God weigh the spirits.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established.
So when you commit your works unto God, your life shows what's in your heart.
Yes.
What you're thinking, what you're all about.
Yes.
Don't tell me you're all about God and you're in front of a liquor store.
All right.
Don't tell me you're all about God when God is calling for you. You can't be found.
All right.
This is not God.
No.
Read.
The Lord hath made all things for himself.
Isn't that beautiful? God made his people for him
yes.
to lead and guide.
All
the
right.
seventh verse says what?
When a man's ways please the Lord,
what?
He maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him.
Isn't that beautiful? I have victory over my enemy today.
All right.
Because my enemy don't sway me, don't control me. God does.
Yes.
Sister Freddie, thank God for your life. Testify.
Thank God for you, Pastor. I thank God for this great privilege. I tell you, I'm just so happy to be here. And as our pastor's going forth, we don't just go to church over here.
All right.
We have the truth. We have the true God here. And I tell you, I am so happy for my life. I was just thinking how I've been here coming to this assembly since I was 4 years old.
Thank
but
God.
Not until I was able to receive the word of God and really be baptized under the leadership that I really can say that I am saved today.
Yeah.
And
right.
I don't sin no more.
All right,
and I thank God for just the privilege to stand before you to say that I thank God for God's great leader. He is great. He's a great teacher.
Thank God.
He gives us what thus saith the Lord. I'm glad to be
Thank
here.
Thank God for you, Sister Franny. Give me a congregation. Thank God.
Jesus getting us ready for that. Oh, I said Jesus getting us ready. Gets us ready for that.
Oh,
the prophet gets us ready for that. Oh, the prophet gets us ready for that. Tell me who?
Tell me it.
You know my sheep are gonna be ready on that.
To yes. stare. Yes. Let's read Proverbs 16 and 7 again. What does it say? Yes. When a man's ways
please the Lord,
what?
He maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him.
What?
Better is a little with righteousness.
Better is a little bit, just a little, yes, with Lord. Righteousness.
Than great revenue.
Than great revenue. The whole gain the whole world.
All right.
But lose your soul.
All right.
But
without
great revenues with what?
Without
right. Let's go to Psalms 119.
Oh, yeah.
172 is all about honoring God.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Pleasing God.
Yes, Lord.
Being right with God.
Yes.
That's beautiful. You cannot be right with God without righteousness.
Yes.
Psalms 119, 172, what does it say?
My tongue. Shall speak of thy word.
We speak about the word.
Yes, Lord.
And we obey.
Yes, Lord.
What?
For all thy commandments.
All of God's commandments.
Are righteous.
Not nine, but all.
Yes.
Keeping the Sabbath day is right.
Yes, it is.
Better is a little righteousness than a little with righteousness than great revenues.
Yes, Lord.
Without right.
Yes, Lord.
Let's go to 1 John 3 and 7. Before our Deacon Darrell comes forth, he has a testimony.
Yes,
1 John 3 and 7 says what? 1 John 3 and 7.